having a honeymoon every day. It's really quite easy. All of the relationships we have are just a mirror of the relationship we have with ourselves. Once we fix the relationship we have with ourselves, all of the other relationships we have will be exactly what we'd love to have. And what does that mean, the relationship we have with ourselves? Well, what I'm saying is the relationship we have with ourselves is basically we have the opportunity now to love ourselves and treat ourselves in the way we would have liked to have been treated before we were 3 years of age, while we were learning affect. We would like to have the opportunity to echo and mirror and give ourselves the understanding that we're lovable and adorable and sexy and charming and beautiful and all the things we'd like to have. We'd like to feel comfortable being touched. Our relationship with ourselves may not be that right now. If we have a relationship with ourselves where we're insecure and we feel uncomfortable when we're touched, we are going to train someone to not touch us because it makes us feel uncomfortable. The problem is the same people that will feel uncomfortable being touched also feel they want to be loved and they want to feel beautiful. They want somebody that's attracted to them. But we train everyone around us to treat us the way we feel about ourselves. Once we're comfortable feeling beautiful, everyone else that already feels we're beautiful now is allowed by us to touch us. The reason we're in the relationship we're in is the person that we're with sees who we are and we believe them. We have the ability to believe that person is attracted to us. Now, most of the time, we don't feel that way. We're going to believe what we believe and not believe what they believe. It may be that we believe the negative things they say, but it's very difficult to believe the good things most of the time for most people. And that's why they're not having a honeymoon every day. That's exactly what a honeymoon is. A honeymoon was the time that we got to enjoy believing that the way our spouse, mate, and love felt about us was real. And it was real. And it still is real. And the important thing is, no matter how much they've trained us or we've trained them, we're going to let go of all that today. We're going to let go and start over. Today we're having a new honeymoon. And we're going to have a honeymoon from now on. And the honeymoon is going to start this moment. What I want you to do is sit together and hold each other's hands. Close your eyes, and I would like for you to remember how your partner made you feel on your honeymoon. Now, as you're feeling that, I want you to slow down for a second and feel how you feel right now. I want you to understand that the way you feel is erroneous. That you could feel less lovable or less beautiful, less sexy or adorable, less self-respect, less fabulous yourself than they do is preventing you from enjoying your life. And it's preventing them from being as happy as they could be as well. To have a honeymoon every day simply means we are going to rewrite whatever affect we have that is less than the feeling they were able to give us because we believed them. We wanted to believe them, and we did believe them on our honeymoon. From now on, we are going to believe they can't keep their hands off of us. They adore us. They want to touch us. They want to kiss us. They want to hold us. They're very attracted to us. They love us. They respect us. They want us to be happy. All of the things we've dreamed of, we know they feel that way. That's why we're so happy. So continue to remember how you felt. Keep your eyes closed. Remember what joy they brought you. Think back then. I want you to take a deep breath. And as you exhale, relax in your face and head. Let them go. Take another deep breath. Relax in your shoulders and neck. Let your shoulders drop. Take another deep breath. Relax in your back. And as you exhale, completely let go of whatever it was you felt about yourself that was less than the way your soulmate and perfect lover felt about you. I want you to breathe in one more time. And as you exhale, I want you to understand you are their perfect lover. And you need to feel that way to have your honeymoon and give them the honeymoon they deserve as well. Take another deep breath. And as you exhale, I want you to feel that you are their perfect lover forevermore. And whatever feeling you had is gone. It was an illusion, it was a nightmare, and it's over. From now on, you are going to feel that you are absolutely the most perfect lover they could have. They are your perfect lover, and you are their perfect lover. I want you to continue by opening your eyes, not saying a word, but both of you feeling the love, and each time you feel and understand how much your perfect lover feels you are their perfect lover. I want you to continue to let go of any erroneous feelings that come up. This exercise will continue for the rest of your marriage and life, because every day is a honeymoon.